is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Come to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America, wherever you might be. I hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. This show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for being tuned in. We talked about a lot, like Ryan Helsley. He's now a part of the New York Mets bullpen. Like, they need more bullpen help. They got one of the best bullpens now. Got Edwin Diaz there. Got Rogers in front of him. Now they've added Ryan Helsley. What a world. Anyway, we talked about some of the injuries that have taken place in NFL training camps. Isaiah Likely has a fracture in his foot. Seems like all the wide receivers with the Chiefs are dealing with some type of ailment. Like, come on, I thought Patrick Mahomes was supposed to get some help. Offensive line, they try to help him. Wide receivers are hurt. Rashee Rice might be suspended. And thank you so much to Ryan Dunleavy coming through to join us, talks all things NFL for the New York Post. We found out about Gilbert Arenas, arrested, allegedly running a gambling ring, illegal gambling out of his house with an Israeli crime guy. Okay, Shannon Sharpe apparently out from ESPN after that $50 million settlement last week for sexual assault. Trey Hendrickson showed up to work today, didn't practice, still looking for a new deal. And so this show will continue on. If you've missed any part of it, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app, and you can start this show from the beginning. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Man, Major League Baseball trade deadline. They got a Botcher, is this going to be a good WNBA game, I guess, right? No?
I'd assume so if it's on the Lynx and Liberty. That was the finals, so I hope it'd be good.
They played a great game. Well, is somebody hurt?
Yeah, Brianna Stewart's hurt. So
oh,
she's
yeah.
Out.
Okay. Well, Jonquel Jones just came back, so that counts for something, I guess.
It's something. But so, yeah, these are the top two teams in the league, I guess, on the scoreboard they're showing.
Well, they look like they're having fun. They're dancing on their way to the everybody's dancing. WNBA is fun. Why don't more people like it?
Accessibility, I'm going to blame.
Ah, okay, let's do that. Never mind. Let me not even make that joke. Moving on along, okay? It is Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, I bring to you a new top six list. And today is not going to be any different. Today, I want to share with you a top six list of NFL players heading into 2025. Why? Here we are at the beginning of training camp. We know what a lot of the storylines are. Trey Hendrickson's deal, Terry McLaurin's deal, Michael Parsons' deal, so on and so forth. But over the past several months, we've seen players that have gotten paid, like a T.J. Watt. We've gotten some other players who've gotten some contracts. And it's just fun, especially thinking about Madden coming out with their ratings and who's a 99 and who's the best of the best. And I said to myself, you know, who are the best players in the NFL? And it's hard to just whittle it down to six, but in all actuality, it's not that difficult. I think it's more so about the order. And so what I thought about is what took place last season. Who's jumping off of a high horse? Who's leading the way based on what we saw last year and what we can expect based on past history? I know lifetime achievement awards, but just what we saw last year, what we can expect. Who are the best players heading into the season? This doesn't mean that this is how they're going to end the year. This doesn't mean that they're going to win the Super Bowl. But who are the best of the best last season? And what can we expect moving into this year? It's time for a new top six list. Top six NFL players heading into the 2025 season. Let's go.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm giving you a new top six list. I've been doing this since 2009 on YouTube. I'm happy to now take it all over the country or North America. Top six NFL players heading into 2025. Where are we starting with?
Number six.
We're starting at number six. Number six, this was a tough one. Because I had to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then ultimately, I just had to go by the eye test. And at number six, it's Myles Garrett, okay? I got Myles Garrett at number six on my list. Top six NFL players heading into 2025. We know how his season ended, at least his offseason. He wrote a whole letter. He wanted out from Cleveland. Cleveland said, nah, shut up. Here's $40 million a year. He said, okay, I'll take it. This man was drafted number one overall in 2017. Multiple-time Pro Bowler, All-Pro Bowler, the year before this one. He won Defensive Player of the Year. He won that over T.J. Watt. He had 14 sacks this past season. He's facing double teams and triple teams. He's being chipped. He's having tight ends thrown his way and running backs. Everybody tries to stop him. If this guy was playing basketball, he'd be a freak power forward and he'd be Charles Barkley, damn it, okay? A matter of fact, all his teammates, guys across the NFL, people on the Steelers, they all know he is a difficult dude to stop. This is from the NFL's compilation of the NFL Top 100 players. The players describe Myles Garrett as just being freaky.
Who hit you the hardest this year?
Myles Garrett.
How about the toughest guy you've had to chip block?
Myles Garrett.
That's Myles, huh? We keep coming back to Myles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, he's just a freak.
That dude is just a freak.
Freaky. Freaky. Freaky guy.
He's like an alien.
I try to be the greatest.
I just don't think there's a player in the NFL better than Myles Garrett.
Especially, bro. Hey, the best player in the league, bro.
Myles, I'm naming my son after you next month, just so you know, big dog.
Boy, have a great name. I know that.
Yeah, name your kid after Myles. And speaking of the freak, shout outs to the other freak, Javon Kearse. I remember him, the original freak. Yeah, I got Myles Garrett at number six on my list. I thought about the Pittsburgh Steeler, who also got paid. And I just think Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt can get the ball out of the quarterback's hand. The quarterback doesn't even want to see Myles Garrett coming. They send 50 guys after him to stop him. I got Myles Garrett, number six on my list. Top six NFL players heading into 2025. Number six, who's next?
Number five.
Oh, man, this guy could have won MVP last year. Almost 5,000 yards passing, 43 touchdowns to 9 interceptions. He was first in yards, first in TDs. Team was sixth in scoring. They couldn't stop anybody, though. The Bengals went 9-8, and number five on my list, I give you Joe Burrow. We've seen what he can do. This guy can take an LSU team to a national championship. This guy can go to a Super Bowl. He's different. He doesn't need to run around. He's just efficient. He knows what he's doing behind the line of scrimmage. Joe Burrow is a classic quarterback. Listen to Michael Parsons tell you about Joe Burrow.
MVP Joe, I give him that. You know, has over 3,700 passing yards, 33 passing touchdowns. He's averaging close to 300 yards per game. He's leading the NFL at everything. It's hard not to give him the MVP. I mean, you put him on any other defense, a top defense in the league, and he'll be MVP by a mile.
And that was from last season. We know he didn't win MVP. Joe Burrow did win Comeback Player of the Year, coming off of that broken wrist. But if we go back 3 years ago, on the heels of a Super Bowl, Rex Ryan sat on ESPN and he had a different comparison for Joe Burrow. Listen to this.
This kid has. He won a national championship, won the Heisman Trophy, a great draft pick from them for a local kid. He could care less who he plays. And to me, that's Tom Brady. I've seen it for years. And get ready, guys. You're going to see it for the next 10, 15 years.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy, we most certainly will. Hopefully he's more Tom Brady and less Dan Marino. That comes down to the team that's built around him. Top six NFL players heading into 2025. I got Joe Burrow at number five. Who's next?
Number four.
Oh, same division. Different team, different quarterback. I'm going with Lamar Jackson. I got Lamar Jackson at number four here on my list. The Ravens, it's the same old every year. They were 12-5, went to the playoffs. What a great game they had against the Bills. Don't ask Mark Andrews about it. They lost. And it's the same old. When are they going to get over the hump? And Lamar Jackson was once again in consideration for MVP. He was right there neck and neck with Josh Allen. He didn't win, despite throwing for 4,000 yards, 41 touchdowns, to only four interceptions. What? 915 yards rushing, four touchdowns. Those, you talk about freaky with Myles Garrett. Lamar Jackson's numbers are nuts. And he was recently asked by the media, bruh, outside of winning a championship, like, what can you do next? How are you getting better? Listen to what Lamar had to say.
A lot of people look at last year and say, gosh, how can you play any better than Lamar played last year? In your mind, is there another level for you still?
Yeah. I'm only 28. I'm really just getting started for real.
Yeah. Okay, damn, okay. You going to win another MVP award? Do you have room in your house? It's kind of crazy. Before the season, I remember John Harbaugh talked about Lamar potentially being the best quarterback ever when it's all said and done. People looked at him like he was nuts, but the way he's been playing, I don't know if he can continue. But damn, listen to what Harbaugh said.
And I believe the Ravens and we've always had a vision for Lamar Jackson. It started with Lamar's vision and his mom's vision when he said he was going to be a quarterback. He was going to be a quarterback in high school. He's going to be a quarterback in college. He's going to be a quarterback in the National Football League. And we bought into that. We embraced it. We built an offense for it in 19. We're building another offense for it in 23 and 24 going forward, right? The next iteration of our offense around Lamar Jackson. Because in my opinion, the vision for Lamar Jackson, and it's a vision, it's something you see it like it's already happened. You can see it like it's already been done. The victory has already been won when you pour into a vision. And the vision that we have together is that Lamar Jackson is going to become and be known and be recognized as the greatest quarterback ever to play in the history of the National Football League.
Damn. That's some hard words, but I mean, if he has another season, another bunch of them like he just did, he will be. You got to win some titles, though, bro. You got to win some titles. Lamar Jackson be high up on his list if he could win some titles, okay? Hey, top six NFL players heading into 2025, Lamar Jackson at four. Where we going next?
Number three.
Oh, this is easy. I'm looking at what these guys did last year. I'm looking at the results. I got to take you to number three. He's a running back. It's Saquon Barkley. This man was the engine. I didn't see any of them Avenger movies, but I see them looking for them damn stones. Saquon Barkley is the last stone in that guy's fist that wiped out the earth. Okay? They put that Saquon stone in and then they whooped everybody's ass. So much so that they won a Super Bowl. He got a new contract that's paying him $20 million a year. He rushed for 2,005 yards and 13 touchdowns. Who the hell does that? I mean, he finished the year, all things considered, with 2,500 yards. Saquon is a freak. Dave Gettleman drafted him by the New York Giants, and he said this guy was touched by God. Just not for the Giants. He found his success with the Eagles after one season. He had 57 yards rushing in the Super Bowl. They didn't need him for much. But Saquon Barkley took the Eagles to another level. Without Saquon, I'll say this. They no damn Super Bowl. He's like Weapon X. Listen to this. This is AJ Brown just saying, yeah, he's not Weapon X. He's not Wolverine. This guy's like Superman. We tell him all the time, put on your cape, man. Put on your cape.
We always joke about him. We're like, hey, bro, put your cape on. You know, it's time. Do your thing. Mm-hmm. But, man, he on another level. And shout out to our O-line, because we got a great O-line. You know, they be part in the Red Sea. But
yes, they do.
But what he be doing with them hoes after he get through that line of scrimmage, bro, it's crazy. He taking them to the crib. He not playing.
Yeah, that guy can run through a hole. He could jump over a defender backwards. We've seen him leap over buildings in a single bound. And yeah, that was A.J. Brown sitting down with Gilly the Kid and Nate Burleson. When the Eagles were on their way to the Super Bowl, Nate Burleson was on CBS. He was prophetic. Listen to what he had to say about Saquon.
One of the best investments I've seen in NFL history was the Eagles going after Saquon Barkley and paying him. He is quickly just rising up the charts of becoming a Philly legend. If they can close this out and make this a Super Bowl run, he will be one of the best Philly sports heroes ever.
Done. Mission complete. Let's see what they do in year two. Hopefully they're not complacent. Hopefully they stay healthy. The Eagles are just absolutely ridiculous. And Saquon Barkley helped take them over the hump. I have him as the third best player in the NFL heading into this season. Saquon at number three. Who's next?
Number two.
Oh, this guy again? This guy did everything except for go out there and win the Super Bowl. And damn it, he still got there. Despite the fact he had to run for his life in a way that he's never had. His receiving options kind of stunk. The offense was average, which is crazy to think about. And he had a down year. And he still went to the Super Bowl at number two. Yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes. What a terrible year he had. 3,900 yards passing. 26 touchdowns, 11 interceptions. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Terrible. He was sacked about, what, 36, 37 times? He was sacked six times in the damn Super Bowl. And he still got there. You know, Patrick Mahomes was having a chat with Kay Adams just a couple weeks ago. And despite going to the Super Bowl and losing, Patrick Mahomes was asked, what do you do now? And he said, you know, there's always been the expectations for us to just win and win and win. He said we have to actually have fun.
I think it's just us having fun again. I mean, it's always been fun playing on the Kansas City Chiefs, and that's what makes it special. And I feel like last year, I don't want to say it was pressure, but guys wanted to go out there and win every single week, not for the fun in the game, just because we're supposed to. Let's go out there and have fun. I mean, the wins will come if we play the way that we know we can play. We have the talent. We have the coaches. We work harder than anybody in the NFL. So let's go out there and have fun and let the results handle themselves.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy to think about Patrick Mahomes. Based on what he's done the past several years and saying he's the number two player in the league heading into 2025. But based on last year, he is. I do not have Patrick Mahomes at number one on my list. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you who I have at number one. I'm going to tell you the top player in the NFL heading into 2025. I'll do it after the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show, here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I am giving you a new top six list. It's what I do every single Wednesday. And today we're taking a look at the top six NFL players heading into 2025. Who had some of the best seasons last year? Who, not a lifetime achievement award, but who do you feel confident in and comfortable in coming off the heels of last year? I'm about to share with you who I have at number one. But before we do that, let me go ahead and get you up to speed if you're just tuning in. At number six, I gave you Myles Garrett. The man who wanted to leave the Cleveland Browns said, I want to try to win championships. They said, here's $40 million a year. And then he said, okay, I'll stay. At number five, I gave you Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow was an MVP consideration, despite the fact that the Cincinnati Bengals on defense, they didn't act like Bengals. They didn't act like Tigers. They acted like kittens. They were nothing. At number four on the list, top six NFL players heading into 2025. I gave you the guy that's an MVP consideration every year. Damn it, he could have won it last year. I would have given it to him last year. It's Lamar Jackson. Unfortunately for Lamar, it's the same old every year. And in a classic against the Buffalo Bills, they couldn't get the job done at the end of the game. Lamar Jackson, definitely one of the top players in the league. This is a quite a ways for people who years ago were just saying he's not a quarterback. He'll never be a quarterback. He's never going to improve as a passer. He needs to switch positions. Well, look at where the hell he's at now. How many MVPs later? And number three, top six NFL players heading into 2025. I just call this guy the engine. He is the engine. You can call him the heart, the engine. It's Saquon Barkley of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles don't win the Super Bowl last year if Saquon Barkley is not on that team. You can't tell me that you can just throw, I don't know, DeAndre Swift back there and that they're going to win a title. Saquon is just, he's cut from a different cloth. He's just different. He's physically different. His motor is different. And he's an animal. That guy's a beast. At number two on the list, top six NFL players heading into 2025, I gave you Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, most years, Patrick Mahomes would be number one overall. I have him at number two based on the fact that he still did get to a Super Bowl despite his lackluster offensive line. I mean, they had Joe Tooney out there playing left tackle. That's how bad they were. They're like, man, we need you from the inside to the outside. Patrick Mahomes did all of this despite his wide receivers not having the best group, having a young rookie in Xavier Worthy. Rashee Rice was hurt. Man, we had Mr. Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce not in the best of shape. And he still went to a Super Bowl. And then he got his ass kicked. And so there's a lot to prove this year for Patrick Mahomes. Oh, so much talk about three-peats and winning three in a row, first to ever do it. Now it looks like it's time for a little bit of a reset. Something to really prove. I got Patrick Mahomes here at number two. And so if I'm thinking about last season, moving into this year, and who the best player in the NFL heading into 2025 is, that leaves us here.
Number one.
With the reigning MVP, Josh Allen. Oh, it's debatable. I could put Patrick Mahomes here at number one. Josh Allen did win the MVP. You know, the debate about whether him or Lamar Jackson should have got it is a debate that we had for months, 7 months ago. The fact is, he is the MVP, and Josh Allen is the Buffalo Bills. What he unfortunately hasn't been able to do is get past Patrick Mahomes, as we discussed earlier in the show. But I think it's crazy to think that a team like the Buffalo Bills, which outside of James Cook, who I know, I guess he wants to get paid, not like Saquon, but a couple mil less than him. Give me 15, give me 16, give me 17. What is he, the best offensive weapon not named Josh Allen? Josh Allen is like the guy that you play with in the park. He's out there playing with a bunch of bums. They're not bums. But he is the guy. You know he's going to deliver you a win regardless of what happens or who's around him. Stephon Diggs left. You got Keon Coleman, who you just drafted. You think about the tight ends and Kincaid. None of these guys are at the top of the top when it comes to the NFL. But Josh Allen still gets the job done. Took the Bills to 13-4. And unfortunately for him, he had to look at Butker kick him and the Buffalo Bills out of the playoffs again for the fourth time. There's no disputing, based on what we saw last season, especially winning that ring, that Josh Allen, or not the ring, the MVP. We know he ain't win no ring, not yet. That Josh Allen is the top player in the NFL heading into 2025. Patrick Mahomes, he faced Josh Allen plenty of times. Listen to the compliments that Patrick Mahomes has levied on Josh Allen.
And I've been able to go up against Josh a multitude of times, and every single game it seems like he comes down to the very end. And he's a guy that competes, and he has that fire. I think you can see that fire that he plays with, and that kind of goes through his entire team. No, we still stay in touch. I mean, especially in the off seasons, just kind of with both of our love for golf and just being around the people. And I know Shane Buechele, and he was here, and now he's there. And so he's a really good dude. I think that's why his team plays so hard for him. But, I mean, obviously we're both competitors, so in the season, not as much talking as we're both going for that ultimate goal, the Super Bowl. But at the same time, there's a ton of respect both ways.
Of course. I mean, you can – I'm not going to say you can flip a coin. If you were asking me, hey, you got a draft today, which quarterback do you want? I'm still taking Patrick Mahomes. But if you're asking me, who the best player is coming off of last season, it's real simple. It's Josh Allen. I know what Mahomes did taking his team to the Super Bowl. I know what he did in going out there and beating him. But speaking of individual talents and based on the accomplishments, it's Josh Allen. Someone else who's not disputing that? It's Patrick Mahomes' own teammate. It's a guy who has to spend his time chasing down Josh Allen. Chris Jones, even he said Josh Allen was MVP. Listen to this.
What's the Bills organization the best? Absolutely respected quarterback. I think he was the MVP this year. And they got a heck of a team, man. I absolutely respect their head coach.
Yeah, McDermott. Well, let's see what they do this upcoming season. Because I got Josh Allen here, number one on my list, top NFL player heading into 2025. That doesn't guarantee him a championship. That doesn't mean that he's finally going to beat Patrick Mahomes. Just somebody get the job done. Mahomes has something that he wants to prove now. He wants another bounce back. But when it comes to some of these other quarterbacks like Lamar and Josh, are you going to beat the boogeyman? We got to find out and we got to see. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I just gave you a top six list of NFL players heading into 2025. I have Josh Allen at number one on the list. A lot of players that I considered. I thought about TJ Watt, put Myles Garrett. I thought about some of the wide receivers. I didn't put the wide receivers. I don't think they have the same type of impact as the quarterbacks, which is why there's several quarterbacks here on the list. What are your thoughts? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I just gave you a top six list of NFL players heading into 2025. Who would you have at number one? And who are some other players that you think might be able to crack a top six list? I'm going to get to the phone lines on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a newsflash. Here he is, Gordon Damer.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I just gave you a new top six list. Top six NFL players heading into 2025. I'm going to get to your calls in a second. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. You missed the full list? You missed the fancy audio? You missed all the explanations? You can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If I got to take a look at the top six NFL players heading into 2025, based on what we saw last year and their accomplishments, at number six, I gave you Myles Garrett. At number five, I gave you Joe Burrow. At number four, I gave you Lamar Jackson. At number three, I gave you Saquon Barkley. At number two, I gave you Patrick Mahomes. At number one, I gave you the MVP, Josh Allen. And of course, the list is quarterback heavy. The quarterbacks are the guys who, well, they control the game. There's no more important position in all of sports than the guy who delivers and controls the game. Simple as that. In the NFL, it's the QB. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines up. Let's start off with David from L.A. David, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, as always. Great talking to you.
Sure.
So I got a name here. He's never going to be on a top six list because of the position that he plays in, but his contribution can't be denied, and that is Lane Johnson, right tackle of the Eagles. I'm looking at the stats right now. Last season, he did not allow a single sack. He's only allowed 18 sacks his entire career since 2013, and 10 of those were as a rookie. So since then, I'm sorry, 28 sacks, excuse me, 18 since as a rookie. Since then, like, he's just been so dominant that the Eagles feel confident leaving him alone on an island because they know he's going to take care of his, he's going to take care of his business. And it wasn't like, you know, he's been going up against scrubs. He's gone up against prime Von Miller, prime J.J. Watt, prime Myles Garrett, and he's made them disappear. So, I mean, you want to talk about dominant right tackles. You can't think of one in the league right now that's more dominant than Lane Johnson.
Oh, well, thank you, David, for calling from L.A. Ain't no doubt about that. I'm glad the first thing you said is, I mean, you want to show him some love, you can. But we know ain't no left tackle nor right tackle the best in the league. Not top six player. No, we know that. If I got to start thinking about tackles, yeah, you can put Lane Johnson in there. I mean, I could think about the guy on the opposite end of him, the opposite end of the line in a Jordan Mailata. I can start thinking about somebody else who's, well, he's one of the best in the league. Unfortunately, he's currently out right now, and Tristan Wirfs. And so we know the importance of guys on the offensive line. But I'm thinking about the top six players, the top six NFL players heading into this season. I'm glad you know it. There's no left or right tackle that's going to crack a top six. I think we all know that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Alan is here from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Alan, what's up?
Minnesota's Justin Jefferson. This will bring a smile to Kevin O'Connell's face if he's listening. 103 catches with 10 touchdowns and 23 catches of 20 yards or more. And he's been a Pro Bowler All-Star in four of his first five seasons. He has not had a season under 1,000 yards. And look at his 2022 record. He was 23 years old, 128 receptions, and 1,809 yards. And he was the key to Sam Darnold's banner year last year, as far as I'm concerned. It's just too bad that Minnesota limped at the end of the they lost to Detroit at the end of the season last year. They lost to Detroit and the Rams. But
a big part
of, it was a banner
big,
year.
A big part of that is, unfortunately, Sam Darnold. No, we know Justin Jefferson, depending on how you want to cut it, is 1A or 1B, pretty much interchangeable at the wide receiver position between him and Ja'Marr Chase as to who is probably the best wideout in the game. Why did you take a look at – I'm going to ask a couple questions here. Why did you think about Justin Jefferson as opposed to Ja'Marr Chase?
Well, I'm just going by his career, not necessarily the 1 year. Ja'Marr Chase had a better year, but I'm okay. Just going by his career.
Understood.
Comparing apples and oranges, I guess you could say.
Okay. All right. But on the other hand, do you think Justin Jefferson, and I thought about putting a wide receiver on the list. It was either going to be him or it was going to be a Chase. Are you saying that Justin Jefferson, you'd have him as you would replace somebody on my list with Justin Jefferson?
I'm trying to think. No, there's nobody. No, there's nobody at all.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Yeah, I think if you
you've got
if
a you top would, six list that can't be beat. I'm looking at it right now. You know, it can't be beat.
If this was a top 10, then I think we might start moving into a left tackle. I think we might maybe, possibly, no, probably unlikely. I was going to say defensive back, not happening. But we might get one of the receivers on here as well as maybe a left tackle or a right tackle having to defend against all these ends. Well, Alan, thank you for calling up, man.
Great show. Thanks a lot for taking my call, JR.
Absolutely. Thank you, Alan, for calling from Toronto. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Botcher, what are your thoughts, man? Is there anybody that you would put on or take out?
If it wasn't going to be Myles Garrett, I would probably throw in TJ Watt just because he's consistently over 10 sacks. He forces so many turnovers.
Yes.
But the only thing with him is that he's been getting hurt more often. Myles Garrett, too, has been in there, but it was a toss-up for me between Garrett, Watt, and Ja'Marr Chase, just because Ja'Marr Chase's season last year is probably one of the best seasons you're ever going to see. I know it's because the Bengals' defense sucked, that they had to pass the ball so much, But either way, you can't ignore how great he was for them. But
Without a doubt. No, I was in the same line with you. I looked at T.J. Watt and how disruptive he is, and he can go out there and strap sick. What the heck am I wearing? Strip sack a guy. I'm a verbal dyslexia out here. So he can go out there and cause turnovers, but he's just – Myles Garrett is just a different level of an athlete, just flat and period. And so I think it is a little bit of a toss-up, but I also gave Myles Garrett the edge. He's about a year younger than him. And so, yeah, it trust me, that's the one thing that I debated. And I said, I actually had T.J. Watt here on the list first, and then I ultimately flipped it and said, you know what? I think from a physical standpoint, physicality standpoint, speed, power, all of the things, I decided to go with Myles Garrett. And so, yeah, there we stand. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know, I just gave you my top six list. Ironically, as everybody gets ready, not everybody, as people get ready for the Madden video game, the latest edition. And Saquon's on this cover, Botcha, right? Saquon's on the cover?
Yes, he's doing the reverse hurdle on the cover.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. What the hell have they changed about this game? Nothing? It's the same game with just added rookies? Is this the same game?
Well, from last year, it's probably just the same game. But
oh my God.
Two games ago, they added, like, crowd effects and home field advantage and momentum.
Crowd effects?
Yeah, like your screen starts to shake. You lose the routes on your screen.
Oh,
like
wow. Okay. All right. Whatever will sell the game. How much are these stupid things now? $70? $80?
Yep, $70.
Oh, my God. And PlayStation, Xbox? What is the Xbox version now? Is that Xbox still exist?
Yeah, Xbox is just Xbox Series X, and then it's PlayStation 5.
Oh, man. Well, we got rookie ratings. I haven't played Madden, and I don't even know. Last time I played Madden might have been on a PS2, okay? Anyway, Jameis Winston, because he has nothing better to do, be the backup for the New York Giants, the backup to the backup to the backup. Jameis Winston introduced Madden ratings for the rookies. Listen to this.
3, 2, 1. This your boy Jameis Winston, your Madden guest ratings adjuster.
What you got?
Okay.
212.
What do you think your Madden rating is, Ashton?
A 78 or so.
Well, that's modest, man.
Ooh, okay.
Boom. Oh, my goodness. Go.
I'd probably say like a 78.
Boom. Oh, no.
61 strength, though.
That strength is
come
bad.
On now.
So this man is a Southern gentleman.
Maybe like 74.
Okay. All right, we got it.
Come on now.
Better than I thought.
Go on, boy. What you doing? Bump again.
75.
Come on now. You was close with it.
Ooh.
Obviously, your catching is higher than that. That's
yeah, fine. Yeah. What's going on
here? Standing number one pick to number one pick.
About a 70.
Bam! He's using that quarterback mind already.
Hey, this all I care about is that throw power.
There you go. He broke the record, everybody.
Probably around a 71.
Oh, you shot yourself short, dog.
I've been underrated my whole life, so I'm going to make that go up and up.
Yeah, so a little tough without the visuals there. Travis Hunter, highest rated rookie with an 84 score. Ashton Jeanty, 83. Abdul Carter on the Giants, 81. Mason Graham, 80, a flat 80 for the Cleveland Browns. Will Campbell, left tackle for the Patriots, 79. Jalen Walker here with the Falcons, God bless him, 79. Kenneth Grant, Miami Dolphins, 78. Jahdae Barron, Denver Broncos, 78. And then Mykel Williams, a Georgia Bulldog, San Francisco 49ers. He also has a rating of 78. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Andrew from San Diego, what's up?
What's going on? I heard the other day one of the callers give you a compliment because you talk slower, and I like it, so it's nice.
Well, thank you, Andrew. What's on your mind? What's up?
I'm a Justin Jefferson guy. I think people forget. I'll never forget watching that, what was it, 2 years ago, that Buffalo game where he had the catch of all catches, and it was just, when I watch him, he just seems like he needs to be double covered. he's like that guy on defense, like T.J. Watt is on offense, that you got to think about him. And I guess because in the beginning you said best players, and when I'm thinking players, I'm thinking, I'm not thinking importance to the position. So I have Justin Jefferson, and I think someone like Saquon, but just the actual player, how good they are. But I would put Justin Jefferson. I think he's one, and Jamar's two, because Jamar Chase, Joe Burrow is a lot better to get a ball from Joe Burrow than Sam Darnold.
Oh, so, well, listen, without a shadow of a doubt.
As you can probably understand.
No, I think we all know that. I think anybody who's been on the receiving end of a pass from Sam Darnold who's watched him over his career knows that. Thank you, Andrew, for calling from San Diego. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. I'll get some more of your calls. You got some thoughts? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I got Josh Allen as the best player in the NFL heading into 2025. Talk about some of the things that took place in the world of sports today. We got more to do. The JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.